Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time. Today, we're talking about the four pieces of popular advice I am sick and tired of hearing about moms and chores. Large family mom rant ahead. Do you need to quit the room pickup game because you've started a business? Let's get your kids to clean their rooms starting now, because you've got better things to do than clean their rooms for them when you're supposed to be running your business. And no, you don't have to be the maid for your whole family just because you work from home. If this sounds amazing but undoable for you, grab a spot on my calendar so I can show you exactly how to take your time back from the cleaning and the tidying up. Let's do this. Book your free session, and I can't wait to help you transform your day-to-day work-at-home mom life. What gets you really seriously annoyed about your mom life? I'm talking bite your lips, keep your mouth shut, walk away to the other side of the room annoyed when you're in company. Now, since you are not company, today I'm spilling the beans on what I'd really like to say next time somebody asks me one of these. So here's the first bit of quote unquote well-meaning advice. Spend all your time cooking and cleaning up after your kids because it must be a more than full-time job in that person's opinion. Now, what this often sounds like is, person says, "Aren't you terribly busy? With that many kids, you must be cooking or cleaning about every single minute. I don't know how you do it." Thinly implied, you aren't actually doing it. And what I would say, but I will tell you, since you are not company, really, I happen to think I know better than to spend every single second cleaning. Because whatever happened to personal responsibility? Picking up after yourself, wiping up after you track in messy mud. No large family mom I know thinks it's her job to tidy up after perpetually messy offspring. She's got other chores to do. Speaking of which, the next piece of advice is do all the kitchen work yourself because the kids are definitely not smart enough. And what this sounds like is, you let your son use the blender? Are you overworking him? Or do you just not care about your kitchen at all? Oh, I do. I do. That's why I'm doing it. Or he's doing it, rather, because he's old enough, he wanted to know, and I can trust the lock button on my blender lid. It's time he learned how to make homemade ice cream for himself and his siblings whenever he wants it. It's called food science, feeding yourself, recipe adventuring. Oh, and then what about this one? Advice: supervise all the laundry, lest your children discover that clean socks do not magically populate in their drawers. Sounds like, do you really make your kids do all the laundry? I would be afraid that mine would shrink the clothes or something. Yeah, or something. Look, their clothes shouldn't be shrinking. And if they would, when you put them in the dryer, you're buying way too fancy clothes for your kids. You can put all the delicate ones in the mesh bags. The rest is just adding soap and programming buttons. What is so hard about that? And if your kids happen to like going out mudding or soaking themselves with a garden hose, then it's high time they found out what happens to the clothes level in the dresser drawers every time they change outfits. No, you do not have to do everything for your kids. It's called learning to be a responsible adult. And here's my favorite advice is stop volunteering, running a business, homeschooling, whatever it is you happen to be doing, so that you can do your work instead of making them do your work. And this sounds like, but are you sure you can handle it? All the homeschooling and everything? If you stopped whatever it is, the business, the volunteer, whatever it is, you'd have so much more time to spend with your kids. Oh, really? Aren't I spending all day at home with them, broadening their experiences, working alongside of them? What do you think I do all day when homeschooling? Throw a book at them and lock them in their rooms? I hope you never homeschool if that's what you think. So much life happens in the non-school hours, the meals, sibling fights, the parenting discussions, all of it. Homeschooling is just a couple hours of the day where they're right by me, not off at school the whole day. So if you're worried about the number of hours homeschooling is going to take, I can tell you it's way less than they'd be spending at school. So take that. Now, I think I've ranted enough. Let's talk about where you want to go in life instead, mom life specifically. Because I want to help you ignore the scolding relatives and quote unquote well-meaning friends, clear out tons of free time in your day, and teach your kids chore responsibility while you're at it. Sound good? So if you need to quit the room pickup game because you've started a business, I want to help you get your kids to clean their rooms starting now. Because you have better things to do than clean their rooms for them. And by the way, you do not have to be the maid for your whole family just because you're working from home. So if this sounds amazing but undoable for you, grab a spot on my calendar so we can talk. I want to show you exactly how to take your time back. Just book your free session to get started, and I can't wait to help you transform your day-to-day work-at-home mom life. I will see you on the call. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.